So we humans seem to have a lot of conspiracy theories spinning our heads out. And I always say that in every conspiracy theory, there's some truth, because otherwise it wouldn't have any legs. But my question is, what's the motive behind these conspiracy theory energies, the energies? And how do we discern what's true or not, Adamus?
Oh, indeed. What happens in a conspiracy theory is there is a huge distraction from the things that one, particularly one who's on this path to realization, should be looking at. It's a huge distraction, and like you say, it is based in some truth. But then that truth gets distorted and twisted and added on to and intensified. Then it becomes drama. Drama is a energy that people use. They feed on drama. Drama make, whether it's from a conspiracy, whether it's simply like with family members, whatever it is, drama makes one feel like they're alive. And that's why people like going into drama, even if they claim they don't. They indeed like it because it reminds them they're alive. They're not just sitting in the boredom of their everyday life. So that's the biggest thing with conspiracies. It builds drama. People love it, but drama, in a way, is like a drug. When it wears off, then you go to even a lower or emptier space than you were in before. So ultimately, conspiracy theories are a mind's way of spinning, creating drama, making you feel like you're doing something. And the fact is, I don't know any ascended master, and I do know all of the ascended masters. Know any ascended master who got to their enlightenment through drama or conspiracy? Not one. But for those who are still into it, have fun with it, but just don't come around us. Thank you.
Thank you.